NATO leaders are working to settle their future this week. They're holding a summit on the war in Afghanistan. And as they consider the future, we're examining the situation now. Yesterday, we heard from a villager in northwest Afghanistan.
The main problem in Afghanistan is Pakistan. He says, unfortunately, all time the Pakistan helped the Taliban and give some places for the Taliban, they go to the Pakistan and come back from Pakistan.
So that's one definition of the problem, how to keep insurgents from escaping into Pakistan and then returning to Afghanistan to fight. NPR's Rachel Martin paid a visit to a border checkpoint where U.S. and Afghan troops are trying to control the traffic.
The border along the desert in southeastern Kandahar province is marked by a monument that looks like a colorful version of the Arc de Triomphe. It's called Friendship Gate, which, considering the long-standing tensions between Afghanistan and Pakistan, seems more like wishful thinking than anything else.
Pakistan and Afghanistan don't agree exactly where this border is.
Colonel Jim Edwards is the U.S. commander in charge of NATO operations here. He walks me up to the makeshift border crossing, manned by Afghans and Pakistanis.
These are Afghan border police here, and those are Pakistanis right there. Assalamu alaikum. Singe.
U.S. troops have been conducting major combat operations in the north and central parts of the province, and they've managed to disrupt insurgent networks. But it's hard to know how many insurgents escape to Pakistan, lay low for a while, and come back. Colonel Edwards and his unit are trying to control what they can of that revolving door. They use X-ray technology to scan each of the roughly 800 trucks that can pass through here in a day. But Edwards says at this point, there aren't enough resources to screen every person who drives or walks across the border. Instead, each day, Afghan police select a couple hundred people and take them to the nearby immigration center. It's a concrete building where about a dozen men are lined up waiting to be processed. Inside, U.S. troops wearing bulletproof vests collect biometric data, which means taking an eye scan or a fingerprint and asking basic questions, using Pashto when they can.
Ask him what his job is.
He's a car driver.
He's a driver,
he's a taxi driver.
Lieutenant Scott Brown oversees this operation, something they call biometrics enrollment. He says once the information is collected, it's entered into a database.
Once a match is made at the database and the watch list, it'll pop up and tell us what level they are, which is a way to categorize how dangerous they are as a threat and what action we should take.
Have you found anyone who shouldn't be crossing?
We've found some people on the watch list and people who are later identified to be Taliban after we enrolled them. Their prints were matched to latent prints on IEDs, so it's really more of a deterrent factor than it's necessarily catching every Taliban that tries to cross the border.
There have been some successes. In the past couple months, U.S. and Afghan forces have seized more than 100 pounds of explosives and about 6,500 pounds of ammonium nitrate, a key ingredient in improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. Again, Colonel Edwards.
The more success we have here, the more we drive people out further away from the legal border crossings.
The official crossing here is only one of two along the Afghan-Pakistani border. The other is north of here at Torkham Gate. So the local Afghan police commander, Sadullah Khan, says cracking down here just means insurgents will cross somewhere else.
The one point that you see a look at the border, but the whole area is 1,500 miles. That all border means people are crossing without any checkpoints and without anything. You're just crossing back and forth.
The Afghan police commander says the insurgents around here are members of networks that include Arabs, Chechens, Pakistanis, and Afghans. And he says they usually cross at night when security at the border is thinner. Colonel Edwards says when U.S. and Afghan troops start ramping up data collection at the border, potential insurgents crossing from Pakistan to Afghanistan sometimes get advanced warning.
The biometrics enrollments, when those are running hot and heavy, sometimes you can even hear them announcing on the mosques across the way, hey, the biometrics are going on, be careful right now.
U.S. officials acknowledge that any long-term solution in Afghanistan has to address the safe haven problem in Pakistan. As long as the border stays porous, the revolving door stays open. U.S. and Afghan officials say operations in the south have broken up some insurgent networks, but now smaller groups have returned, and are terrorizing villages with IEDs. So part of the NATO mission here is to teach Afghan security forces how to combat that threat. On this day, Air Force Tactical Sergeant Steven Nidzgorsky is giving a class on IEDs to Afghan National Police officers. They ask questions through a translator.
How many different kinds of IEDs there that we should look out for and how they look to have a better understanding of it? He goes, we could probably find it, yeah, but he goes, how many are there, different kinds are there?
As far as devices, they can make them out of anything. They can hide them anywhere. It all depends on how much time they have to make it, how much time they have on scene. You probably not only want to keep an eye on the scene, but keep an eye on the crowd.
After the class, NATO officers hand-select one of the students to be interviewed about the security situation where he lives. He says things are getting better. But another student, who turns out to be a captain in the National Police, interrupts and says the exact opposite.
The situation is getting worse day by day because insurgents' activities are getting increased day by day, and we see lots of people that they are doing sabotage activities in Kandahar province.
I ask him, as a member of the Afghan National Police, or ANP, if he feels safe.
He says absolutely no, because we're afraid that lots of ANP officers, lots of ANP patrolmen have been assassinated by the insurgents. And while I'm going home, I'm covering myself because due to security problem, that's what I'm doing.
Changing that sense of fear and making Afghans feel more secure is a key step if the Afghan government is to take control of this war. NATO officials say they want to start that transition early next year. We'll visit one of the provinces likely to turn over first. That story tomorrow. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Kabul.
We're glad you're listening to your locally supported NPR News station, as millions of Americans do, left, right, and center. As you go through the day, you can also follow us at NPR.org, on Facebook, on smartphones, and on Twitter. We're @MorningEdition and @NPRInskeep.